Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, just give me a name. Easy. Give me a name.
Easy.
Edgar Perkins was mine at White Station 94.
It was, trying to think of his name. I called him Moochie. That's the name he knew. Bernard Duncan.
Bernard Duncan.
He played D1 at Southern Miss.
Okay.
He was like a 6'4", maybe 6'3".
Bernard Duncan. Everybody had one, at least one D1, you know, back in
he played like, 90s. He played small. Moochie might not have been that tall. He was like, he played like small forward at Wooddale, but he probably was like a shooting guard at in college. So he probably wouldn't, I don't know if he had really on-ball skills enough to be a guard in college because he was more of a wing in high school. But, yeah, he was without a doubt the best player we had.
Man, Anthony's saying once dunked on Maurice Cannon.
Man, it was, man. That
that's
was
like the Malcolm
life,
Dandridge
man.
Dunk on Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, like, what I was about to say? We had in-school games back then. Y'all had them?
What you mean?
Like, it would be a real high school game going on in the middle, in school.
Nah, we did intramurals in the championship school. But
you had intramurals?
Not an actual. That's where I got jumped.
Nah, we had games. I don't know if it was an
actual game.
I think that's why they discontinued intramurals at White Station, because of that outburst.
No, I think I don't know if it was
the championship was during school, to his point. He's talking about real varsity games during school day?
Yeah. We had a varsity.
We never had that.
I don't know if it was because of a scheduling conflict or something they had to make up and they were running out of time.
I got you.
But it was Wooddale versus Overton. I didn't play for my school's team. It was Wooddale versus Overton. And Marcus Moody and Jamie Rosser were the backcourt at Overton.
Yeah, both of them coaches now.
And I can't remember who it was. I think I know who it was. I'm definitely not going to say his name on the air, but I think I know who it was. But he had a breakaway layup, and he goes to lay the ball up. Marcus Moody jumps and clears him and politely snatches the ball out of the air.
Moody was cold, man.
Moody was so cold,
and
bro.
Cold.
And then, like, I want to say, then he comes
shoot
down. The game was, like, pretty close. I want to say Moody or Rosser came down to hit, like, a midi and put the game away, and he shits the crowd. And I was like, yeah, them dudes cold.
Rosser was a leader.
Rosser
dudes respect
so cold,
him
man.
So much, right?
Yeah,
that dude was a general.
Monster, bro.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, he is Anthony Sane. You can catch him on the Anthony Sane Show there on Bluff City Media every week. On YouTube, it's a great show. It's definitely worth your time. Great setup. Looks great. Sounds great.
Thank
what
you,
else would you expect from Anthony Sane? We'll come back with the rundown. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Stay around this time. We like to lose a little thing called the rundown. Let's do it.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
A big NFL news breaking here as we begin the rundown, and I will start. The Arizona Cardinals have released wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. The team has announced. Reading from the ESPN quick story, because this is breaking, like we said, Hopkins' future with the Cardinals had been in question since the end of the 2022 season because of the team-high $30.75 million cap hit, which ranked tops among wide receivers in the NFL and was seventh highest overall. He put out a list recently of quarterbacks that he liked and it basically asked for and been granted permission to seek a trade. Apparently, the Cardinals were unable to pull off anything, get anything back, and figured the right move here was to cut him loose. My goodness, the line of teams that I imagine to be just jumped to add DeAndre Hopkins. I imagine long. Do you remember some of the quarterbacks? Josh Allen was one. You'd mentioned Buffalo off air.
So he said there's
Deshaun.
on a recent podcast.
I want to say it was within the last week that the news came out. Yeah,
I think it was one of those podcasts. Yeah. He listed five quarterbacks he'd most like to catch passes from. Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Pat Mahomes, Lamar, and Justin Herbert.
Oh, I thought Deshaun Watson was on that list.
I think Deshaun might have been on your personal list.
Nice. Well, you know, I think they asked him about his old quarterback, and there was an extra one. Maybe not.
Yeah. But those are the five. So Josh Allen in Buffalo, Jalen Hurts in Philly, Pat Mahomes in Kansas City, Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, and then Justin Herbert there with the Chargers. I think the most likely, the Ravens have spent so much money. They already spent, 15 on or 30 on Odell Beckham? That was 15.
15.
Yeah, 15, $15 million on
Odell
Beckham.
And then they drafted the kid. It's really, yeah. They only got, you know, two.
Well, Rashad Bateman they got.
Dude, you keep that, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying they
keep making Bateman great. I think you've elevated him.
I think the Chiefs have to be at the top of the list. It just depends on, does he want to take less to win a Super Bowl? Josh Allen makes sense. I don't think Philly makes a lot of sense there with A.J. Brown. I mean, maybe. I guess it could happen. I don't know what their cap situation looks like. They have a number two? Not really. Yeah, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is a number two, by the way, just so everybody knows. He's an elite two, but he's a two at this stage in his career because he's got two injury-shortened careers over the last two seasons and has not played a full year since 2000, the COVID year. But he's an elite. He's the best number two. If you want to say 1B, that's fine. I'll even go 1B. He's not a number one anymore, though, because he's just had two straight years of injury shortened seasons. And he's like, what, 33?
30.
Okay, 30. All right. All right.
He'll turn 31 on June 6th.
He's 1B. He's a 1B. He's not a 1A anymore, but he's a 1B. Still one of the best receivers in the league, no question about it. So I think, you know, he's just going to have to decide. I don't know. I don't know if any of these teams have the money that he might want, you know. I think that's going to be his issue. It's like, okay, you got released from Arizona because, you don't want to be there anymore and it makes sense. You want to go somewhere where you can win. Okay, what's the balance between winning and making as much money as you can? Because you know it ain't going to come from Kansas City, for example. Kansas City, everybody takes less. Buffalo,
can Buffalo do it? They seem all in when they, go for Vaughn and some of these other moves they've made.
Right. I don't know. I mean, the Chargers actually would make a lot of sense because Keenan Allen really can't carry the load by himself, and Mike Williams is hard to depend on. But I think they just paid Mike Williams. So
they did.
Yeah, so I don't think that will work. So to me, it's either Ravens or Eagles is my guess. I mean, again, without knowing the Bills' salary cap situation. Stephon Diggs does need a number two, though, so I guess I'll put the Bills in there. They would probably try to make it happen. So Bills,
he'd be so dang. The Bills would just be unstoppable.
Bills, Eagles, and Ravens are the without knowing anything about anything, I would say those. He's going to play for one of those three teams.
The Eagles can't keep doing that. I mean, they got AJ and Smith, dude.
Oh, they got Devontae. You're right.
No,
I was wondering who. That's right. So he will not go to Philly. So, I mean, the Chiefs don't have a number one receiver.
They don't pay number one receivers.
But they don't.
Point. Kelce is their number one.
But, I mean, if you're Mahomes, you're getting on that horn right now.
Sure you are, but is there enough money?
Mm-hmm.
I highly doubt it. This is going to be a bidding war, essentially, no?
I think it will be.
It could be a little money, could be a little years, because you make a great point at this point. DeAndre, this isn't a prove it like it is for Odell. You know what I'm saying? I think there's a little bit more confidence that you can get a couple of years out of him. Where's Odell? 33, 34? He's a little bit older, right?
And he's got the ACL.
Right, he's coming off the ACL. Yeah, I just think DeAndre, who, to your point, well, you got to look for some security as well. Can't just, a one-year deal doesn't buy you any security. So it'll be a combination of the two. Be interesting to see who jumps in.
Well, they clearly couldn't find a trade partner.
No, well, that's the thing is that they know you're between a rock and a hard place. Guy don't want to play for you. And he's got a trade request out there. Well, kind of lowers your leverage.
Yeah, like I'm really curious. I mean, because if
Arizona's going to have the 1 and 2 picks next year, are you aware of that?
Who they get it from?
Houston.
Oh, that's right, because the Houston.
Their team. Own and Houston. Them folks are going to have like 1 and 2.
It's possible.
And,
yeah.
And dumping DeAndre is only more evidence that they're all in on the tank.
Yeah, I mean, everybody thinks that he's going to come play for their team, but if I'm him, I'm going somewhere where I can win. I'm tired of losing. You know, it's all I've ever done. I've been with the Texans, with the Cardinals. I need to go somewhere where, I can have a chance to win a championship. And there's not that many teams that are on that list. But,
man, I'm surprised Deshaun's not on that list. That's telling, man.
Yeah, I mean, Cleveland would make sense.
Like, you had some good years with him.
You know?
And who's Cleveland's one or two? Like, they'll tell me that they don't need a receiver.
Right, they do.
Amari's the one.
Amari had a great year last year.
He did. They could use a two.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just like lining up alongside the one, basically. You got two ones. You have DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, I still think of him as a one until I see otherwise.
He's a one.
You still throw that ball to him 13 times. He's going to usually catch about 10 of them.
No, I'm with you. But, you know, everybody thinks they're getting DeAndre Hopkins. Everybody thinks he's going to Buffalo. Everybody thinks he's going to X, Y, and Z. You know, again, I would try to take less if I'm him to catch passes from Patrick Mahomes, play with a Hall of Fame quarterback, the best quarterback of this generation. I mean, that's what the greats do. The greats find ways to get you to come play with them. Like Brady always did that. You know, guys wanted to play with Brady. So can Mahomes have that same, you know, ability to say, hey, come play with me, come win, take less to do it? I don't know. We'll see. I assume he's already been texting, dude, though. Good. I mean, as you know, I'm a Chiefs fan. Why would I not be a Chiefs fan? It ain't like I have any prayer to come out of that damn division. Jimmy Garoppolo got a damn foot injury there. He already had surgery on. Great. Yeah, this is great.
I just think it doesn't make you much of a Raider fan when you, yeah, the way you just get so girly giddy over the Chiefs.
It's just Mahomes.
I respect Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, and going back 30 years, you're going to make it far in Green Bay, but I'm not going to sit here and get giddy
because you were competing. It was competitive. It was like.
Not for many of those years, it was not competitive.
If it was competitive, it'd be different.
Plenty of those years, it wasn't competitive.
Well, it's never been competitive with the Raiders and the Chiefs since Mahomes got there.
Oh, y'all play them tough all the time. Stop.
And cover
Two
the
years
spread
ago,
and lose.
You played them real tough.
And cover the spread and lose. That's what we do, man.
Stop.
I think the last time we beat them was the day we found out Riley was going to be a girl on that gender reveal. That was like 3 years ago, 2 years ago. I don't know. Yeah, we suck. We're a joke. And now Jimmy Garoppolo's hurt. He didn't even, I give him credit. He didn't even wait till the game started to get hurt. I respect the hell out of that.
That man had surgery after he signed.
And we still did it. That's how damn dumb we are. Kwame Brown should put out a video about us, oh, dumbass NFL franchise.
Boy.
That's what Mark Davis is. A boy. Just making adult, grown-up decisions. And this is what you get.
You get this
over-their-head coaching staff and you sign Jimmy Garoppolo.
Maybe get some professionalism in there with Brady buying a stake in you.
He's not making football decisions yet. When that starts happening, because I look, if you're any kind of competitor, and we know he's the utmost competitor, he is not going to want to have his name attached to
joke. You think he's not being consulted? Got his name on it. He's just going to let the boy wonder run the thing, man. Please.
I hope we start the dude AOC. Hell, let's start the damn congresswoman AOC for all I care. And let us tank to Caleb. That's the only thing I care about at this point, bro.
DeAndre Hopkins, once great, maybe able to be great again. Now on the market. Arizona Cardinals have released him after he sought a trade.
They probably
got
want
nothing.
They probably wanted what, like a first or something?
Too much.
Yeah. And they just weren't. People, like, these NFL teams do not want to give up draft picks, man. That is like, they hold on to them things like it's.
You're right, though. 2020 was the last time when he was.
And that's why they wouldn't get a first.
Every game and over, you know, well over 1,000 yards at 1,407 that year.
Now, look, I'm not sitting here saying he's not a dependable guy. I mean, I think, you know, you look at last year, you had what's his name? Colt McCoy at quarterback, dude. Come on. I mean, it was a joke. So I'm not like holding that against him. I would certainly pick him up. And I would have traded for him. I would have given up a third rounder for DeAndre Hopkins if my team was close.
Had he asked for a trade out of Houston when Bill O'Brien did that, or was that just Bill O'Brien on his own?
No, I think it caught him by surprise.
Then the two of them got sideways.
That's
and
why
he shipped
Bill
DeAndre.
O'Brien.
There was never any rift between Deshaun and Hopkins and saying, oh, I'm done with this guy, done with Houston.
Correct.
It was Bill O'Brien deciding, I'm the head coach and I'm going to trade this Malcolm.
And maybe he was up for a new deal or something. Uh-huh. I can't accept.
Yeah, that seemed that paying him was coming up.
And so they traded him.
Yeah.
And he was good with the Cardinals.
So that's why I don't understand like why Deshaun ain't on there, but winning situation.
Maybe his life decisions
perhaps,
go into that
perhaps,
as well.
Perhaps.
Like it's hard to count on Deshaun
you
right now.
You know, his story is in Mom Blind and everything else. Hopkins had a tough story. Tough life coming up, man.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan.
I hope he gets it back.
And I want him to go somewhere where he can win, where he actually has a chance to win a championship because he's spent, you know, again, all of his career at places where that's not
possible.
Another
Houston receiver that spent years there and didn't win a
dang Andre
thing.
Johnson.
Johnson was a beast.
Yes,
didn't
he was.
Win a dang thing, just like Megatron.
Never gets
beast
talked
and never
about.
Won a dang thing.
Never gets talked about. Played through. Who was this QB? Matt Schaub? I mean, what are we talking about here, man? Andre Johnson used to kill the Titans.
He was a fantasy beast, too.
Yes, he was, man. Number 80. You know, you always think about these. You always think about these random players. You know, when you think about like the NFL in 2005. I mean, Andre Johnson was at the top of that list, buddy. He's Hall of Famer, one of the best. And again, that's what happens though. He was a lifer there, and he never won anything.
So what happened to Megatron?
Go win a title,
Calvin.
Take a little less. Go win a title. Go play with Mahomes. Go play with Josh Allen. You know, just take less. Yeah. But we'll
sure
see.
DeAndre considering him.
I don't know where he's at on that, but yeah, big name, big free agent has hit the market in the NFL.
Next story.
I got a little trivia for you, Jason. This is interesting.
Is it Celtics trivia?
It is.
Ugh.
It's not a question though. It's just like a fact.
I'm fine. You're on side with me of the Heat this time. So let's go.
Yeah.
This will be pleasant.
The Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics have played each other in three of the past four Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes, where?
In each game five of those series, the Celtics have won that game by exactly 13 points.
Oh, buddy. That's getting so 30 for 30.
Now, what happened in every one of those game sixes?
They lost.
Correct.
Because they won game seven in Miami last
Correct.
Year, right? Yeah. So they had to lose. Yeah. Yeah.
The Miami Heat have gone on to win every game six, and the Celtics have won every game five in those three series by exactly
Weird.
13 points.
Weird.
There's a script. Adam Silver made the call. He just wanted some Memorial Day weekend hoops. You know? That's not hard to understand.
LeBron
Who would?
Couldn't help him.
Yeah, LeBron did not do his
Came
job.
Up shop.
I mean,
it's more Anthony Davis.
Y'all didn't read the news that that officiating crew got assigned to the G League after not calling something at the end of that game.
I bet they did.
Yeah, they'll be doing
Even LeBron
games in South Haven.
He couldn't cry that much on that one, and he had been crying all series.
Bro, that
the realization that it was over for him. I just
that performance he put on at the end of the Celtics game in the regular season. Was unreal.
Yeah, that's what I said. That was a regular season game where he went crazier than he did at the end of
yeah.
this
Yeah, like bro was acting as though he had been betrayed by his most loved family member, you know?
Yeah, he went down to the floor like on one knee, didn't he?
Like he was like begging. He was like on one knee. He was like, how could you do this to me? And he did get fouled. I'll give him that.
That was like an ABC game or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it was an ABC game on a Saturday night. Yeah. And everybody was watching it.
Right.
You know, so that's why.
Part of the drama.
But bro, I mean, it was Academy Award winning. It was like House. You know,
you telling me that Jai ain't hit it for little LeBron status on the drama?
Well, he's currently written out of the script. You know, so I can't, I don't know. He's got to work his way back in.
No, I'm just saying in terms of being a drama king.
Oh yeah, no, Jai is definitely that.
We killed. We get on LeBron for it all the time when we laugh, joke, whatever.
No, it's
serious
true.
Or not.
Look, like, Love Job. He tweaks his ankle. He comes out of the locker room in a body cast. I mean, and then he gets back in the game. It's like, how does he do it? He was
in a wheelchair, Warner.
Yes, bro. Like Anthony Davis. Remember Anthony Davis got wheeled
out. I love Job death. He know he'd be acting like he,
no question,
about to die out there.
Yes,
on injury.
Yeah, and we love him for it. It makes it
well,
more.
It comes with the territory.
Like,
he's family.
I wish somebody would ask these professional athletes, like, you milk it, don't you? Like, you be trying to act like that injury is a little bit more serious than it
Some
is.
Some do it more than
so
others.
So you can get that ovation. Be honest. Be real. Yeah. You sit there on the floor, and then you got to get the trainer to come over there. Then you go back to the locker room, you know. You come out in a sling, and then you shed the sling, you know, and now you are a hero. Willis. Everybody wants to be Willis Reed, bro. But Willis Reed was hurt, you know? Like, remember Paul Pierce did that crap? He had to take a dump.
Yeah, that story is well and familiar with everybody now.
So, like, I guess Paul Pierce kind of spilled the beans
he
a
did.
Little bit.
I don't know why. We discussed that when he did it. That why would you go back and even
right
and cop to it?
Like, he was
just let
like,
it be when people are asking the question. Brad looks like he doesn't know what we're talking about. But the
I do. This is the one where he farted that? And pooped in his pants and he had to finish it
I'm
off back in the locker room.
What point of the postseason was that?
I think it was the finals. No, I don't think it was a finals. It was
an important game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was playoffs.
And he got wheeled off. You're thinking he's hurt.
Yeah.
And he
got to go wipe it off.
And that was always the thought and the rumor and, you know, sort of unspoken, kind of laughed about, giggled about a little bit. But then he came back on some podcast and copped to it, which I didn't think was necessary. You can leave people asking and wondering the question all the rest of their lives. But he went on and said, copped.
He wanted to clear it up, John or Jason.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. It happens all the time, though, so don't feel guilty.
Yeah, you're just everybody hates Jason. That's the new show we're going to do, right? It's like a spinoff of Everybody Hates Chris, you know, because everybody just calls you John. It's just like erasure here. Let's stop doing that. Let's work to be better. You know, I'm going to go away for the week.
Next week when I'm doing all the talking.
I'm just going to act like I'm Jason. He'll be John. Is that it?
No. He's going to be Jason.
Okay.
When I'm doing all the talking.
Yeah.
Right, then it'll seem like, okay, that must be Jason.
There's got to be Jason.
They think I'm John because John actually does all the talking.
Right. Right. Because I've never been mistaken for
you. And his name's
you.
First.
You know, I've nobody's ever called me Jason.
Yeah.
Maybe there's been some confusion on who is who when we're together. Like, are you Jason? Are you John? Like, you know, just because I guess.
Do you have any more Boston Celtics trivia?
I gave you a good nugget. That every game of five of these series has been decided by exactly 13 points.
You guys think the Heat's going to get this one, don't you?
Jimmy's guaranteed victory.
Six,
Brad.
Jason. I think
that means nothing to you.
I love Jimmy's attitude.
Guaranteed.
I do think Jimmy might have been sandbagging a little bit there in five. So you know.
Well, I think they certainly were. On some level, I do think there is a psychology to this. This team is not missing from three tonight. You know, like Derek White's out there making six threes. I mean, Marcus Smart's not missing. It is what it is.
Right.
I mean, we can do what we do, but like, why don't we just like say, okay, we'll give them tonight. It's a parade inside their city. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then parade inside my city. Yeah.
Ready for game six.
Right.
And get Gabe. I mean, again, Gabe Vincent, honestly, if it were the other way and the Heat were down 3-1, I think Gabe Vincent plays in that game. But because they were up 3-1, they knew we could afford to lose this, not concede, not just give up, but just like, okay, let's go, let's see what the game flow is. If we're in it late, we'll go for it. If not, we'll sit Jimmy and Bam. And that's exactly what they did. So I think Spoelstra has been around long enough to know the cadence to these series and what you can and can't get away with. You know, that's another thing. I don't think Spoelstra is going to blow a 3-0 lead. I know he's not playing, but, you know.
You'd say that's some Doc Rivers stuff, huh?
Yeah, I would expect that.
Did you see the
Doc
story about that? And you might have mentioned this on the show when Sane was on, but the special consultant, did you hear this story?
Mm-mm.
Special consultant to the Heat during the playoff series, Doc Rivers.
Oh, wow.
He is watching footage, and he's a consultant right now with the Heat.
That explains the two in a row.
Yeah, this is why they've lost two in a row, possibly. Actually, that's the first thing that went through my head. I'm like, is Doc screwing this up?
Until he showed up, it was going well.
He's advising them right now, though, like film and, you know, him and Spo apparently are talking.
Well, let's
anytime that. Y'all get a chance, make Doc the fall guy.
Well, we're gonna have
I'm not trying to disparage Doc.
No, he sucks.
It's very clear. Adding that ammo, that Doc sucks ammo.
Well, they've lost.
I think Doc might suck, though,
Do we have a start date on his consulting? I think we need to cross-reference
I'll find out
that.
The start, but it was a story yesterday after the game. You know?
He's lost.
Tough time to drop.
Double the game sevens of anybody else.
Right, so let's just.
At 10 now.
Well, hey, maybe we can avoid a game seven, because if we go to a game seven with Doc Rivers on the staff, we are definitely losing it.
Didn't I see he's in the Final Four for one of these jobs? He'll be coaching
next year. He's getting the Phoenix job. Breaking news. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
So he's been there the whole series, so he was there
Booker
for the win.
Booker and KD, that's right. That's respect, John. Don't you ever forget it.
That's because these
Doc will work in this league long after you're done.
Well, I never got started. I mean,
I'm talking about with this.
Oh, don't.
He's still going to be going.
Don't let me
I'm talking about your career, media man.
Don't let me get a job in the NBA. I'll be one of the best coaches, and you will never get an interview.
I don't want to work for you.
You're not going to work for me, but I'm saying I'm not coming on your damn show.
John City Media?
No, I'm going to be a coach. I'm going to be a coach.
We wouldn't expect you. Grizzlies don't come on here. No coaches. They don't come on here.
I'm not
the Grizzlies.
I'm not going to try to be a part of that. I mean, that's a disaster right now. I don't know how to deal with that John Morant situation. I need to go somewhere where it's a little calmer.
John Morant, I'm on my
you
Grizzly.
You definitely couldn't handle him because you'd be kissing his butt all the time.
I'd say, here, John, I'll pull mine out. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding.
Let's play.
I've got good news on Doc. Doc's been there the whole series, so he's going to get some credit here.
No, he's blowing it.
No, but I mean, they got two in a row. I mean, it happens. You're not going to win every dang one of these. I mean, they're the eighth seed.
They could have. I mean, the Nuggets beat them. The Nuggets, yeah. The Nuggets won in four. I'm just saying, like, I'm less confident now that I'd have this information that the Heat.
I mean, it is pertinent. I'm glad you brought it to the table, Brad.
Like, is They've there any added. Chance we could, like, Why pause the consulting for a game? That'd be great.
I mean, he's just listening to him and watching film. It's not like he's making play calls.
No, but it's like when you allow
he's sending in his stuff.
He's giving information,
right? When you allow a virus into your immune system.
Oh, how dare you!
You know, don't be surprised when you get sick.
It's him, by the way, not me. He's doing this.
Yeah, he's going too far.
Doc is a virus.
Mark Davis is a virus.
I don't like him in Phoenix, though. Do y'all?
Mark, well. No,
he has the respect of veteran players.
Okay.
Embiid said keep him. No reason he's out there because that damn James Harden.
Yeah, well, he's a fall guy for the GM.
Whatever. These owners just churn through coaches, whatever. It doesn't matter. Everybody gets another shot. Yeah. Tom Thibodeau gets another shot. I mean, J.B. Bickerstaff is the head coach right now. He shouldn't be. He should have been fired after that series. But, you know.
But he's doing great, though. I mean, he's proven
but,
himself.
I mean, that team embarrassed itself against the Knicks, in my view. I mean, they lose in five. I mean, again, a lot of coaches got fired for better performances than the Cleveland Cavaliers put in. I tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, you clearly lost some money on them.
But
no, that was clear.
But I'm just saying the so did Dan Gilbert. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
I mean,
soon on Dan.
If we're firing Doc and Monty, how the hell are we not firing J.B. Bickerstaff? You see what I mean? Like those dudes,
it's their first time with that guy, with Donovan Mitchell trying to fit a superstar into the playoffs.
It's gonna be different next year
with this other crew.
It's gonna be different.
Yeah, I believe in JB a little bit more than you do. You hard on a black coach?
I'm not hard on a particular race of coach.
Deion,
I said Bud should have got fired. I said Bud was an idiot for the way that he performed in the playoffs and let that run balloon the way it did.
There's one.
I mean, what other white coach got fired this year?
Nurse.
I mean, Nurse, obvious. They didn't make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he won a title, you know?
Yeah, I'm just saying you want to balance that out.
Yeah, Bud and Nick Nurse are two white coaches that won championships, man. All Doc ever did in Philly was what? Disappoint?
Duh. I can't defend Doc anymore.
Now, Monty, like, okay. But again, I understand at least why Monty got fired, because he was not hired by the current ownership group. That's the only reason I feel like he got fired.
It's still the same GM, though.
Well, yeah.
And that was a joke. It's still a joke.
Yeah.
That Monty Williams got fired.
Joke!
Coming off Coach of the Year last year.
Yeah, no, that's the one where I would say, okay, that feels – that
they had no time to put it together. DeAndre Ayton ain't doing a damn thing for you. And he – you know, you make him the fall guy. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't disagree.
Doc, I can't defend that. Yeah, you lose another game seven, you're up
what
in
other,
that series.
Did another black coach get fired this offseason?
I'm sure they did. And Silas?
I liked him.
They're everywhere, John.
You know I liked him.
Or don't act like we're not getting the axe everywhere.
Well, I'm just saying, like, again, that was the most predictable thing on the planet. And they hired a black coach behind him.
Mm-hmm.
In Ime. But, I mean, yeah, no matter who it would have been.
I think he's good, right? Do we think he's good? I think Ime's good.
Oh, yeah, Ime's a really good coach.
That's a good hire.
I mean, that's your concerns are not, you know, coaching there. Your concerns are
personnel and roster construction.
It's early.
Well, and the fraternal, you know, the
oh him with in-house. The co-eds.
That's your main concern with Ime, you know.
Yeah.
He's not. Yeah.
I think he's reformed, man.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't.
No, you would certainly be more discreet than you have been at the least.
That's what we just
My
tell
guess is no. that you
That's
would
what
not
we tell Ja, right?
Him.
Just don't go on Instagram live.
Ja 20 something years old and you'd love to assume that he's passed those kinds of mistakes, but when you mix things with immaturity and stupidity.
Yeah.
You can have instances like that. He made a little bit older and more experienced than that, you know.
Yeah.
Having been through
that. On this Heat thing, right? I made this point with saying, and I'll say it again, like I hate what we do in terms of the whip around of reaction to each game in a playoff series. Now Stephen A. Smith was on Get Up this morning saying the Heat are in a world of trouble.
Well, the pressure is on them.
They're still up 3-2.
It is a world. They're only slight favorites now to win the series.
Yeah, I mean,
and Boston's favored in this game because they played so well on the road over the last two postseasons.
Boston, like,
he's not wrong that the Heat should be
Well, they're still
feeling the pressure
right
now.
They are still favored in the series, though. They're not in a world
of trouble. Very slightly.
I mean,
now.
The Celtics were in a world of trouble 3 days ago.
We say they're favored in the series only because there's two games left. I mean, when Boston's favored in a game in Miami, you can make an easy case that, and ESPN's got it. Now, they're all leaning Boston.
Well, that's
because of how well they've been on the road, the fact that, what, are they a 2.5-point favorite in game six?
But they're going
to
be wrong.
And if it goes back to Boston, everybody agrees, just like you do, that that thing's over.
But it's not going back to Boston. I don't believe that. And now the money's coming in a little bit on Miami. Went from plus 125 money line at Superbook. Now it's down to plus 120. So the money is coming in. And at other spots, the series price has gotten more expensive for the Heat. I think they do. I think they find a way to get it done. It's going to be an ugly game. It's going to be like 96-89. I believe that. And we'll talk to Raheem Palmer about those game six unders a little bit later in the show. But I don't think Jimmy's letting this get back to Boston. I truly don't. Both teams have experience here. So I don't think either team is going to be intimidated, right? But give me the home team. Give me the ubiquitous Jimmy Butler here in this spot. And Gabe Vincent's coming back. That's the most important thing. I got to believe he's coming back. So they knew they had a plan. They had a plan of, we're going to get Gabe the extra 3 days of rest or whatever it ends up being, right? Yeah, because it's the one, two, it's three. So it's 3 days of rest, you know, and you just gut it out. We'll shoot you up and, you know, we'll have you out there instead of Kyle. So either way, it should be a fun game. I'm glad it's turned into an interesting series because Denver and L.A. was not that whatsoever. But Heat-Celtics, Game 6, 7:30 on Saturday.
Next story.
Y'all know I love the prep, so I thought I'd drop this in. Covered high school sports at the CA for 7 years from 03 to 10. John likes to joke about it a lot. It was the start to my professional career here in Memphis. And so I think fondly of my times covering the state track meet, those kinds of things. Spring Fling is what the spring state championships were called. Many of you all already familiar. You've either competed or have kids or grandkids who have. This one's worth telling because it's the fastest sprinter we've ever seen out of Tennessee, and he's right here from Memphis Central High School. Jordan Ware, Brad, you'll be happy to know he's headed to Mississippi State as a track and field signee. Broke all kinds of records at the state track meet up in Murfreesboro yesterday, including the 100-meter dash. He did it in 10.13. Broke a record that went back to 1999 in terms of the state record. That's the state track meet record that he broke. He already owned the state record of 10.28 that he did earlier this season at the Texas Relays. He also broke the state record in the 200 and then was part of a 4x100 relay team that broke the state record at 40.86. So he is literally the fastest sprinter that we have seen come out of Tennessee, owns the 100 and 200 state records now. Again, his name, Jordan Ware. His sister is also, he's got a twin sister that I believe also won a state title yesterday in the sprints. Goes up there, makes history on his way out, sets state records. And, yeah, some of these records, Marquise Davis's state track title meet record was 1999. That 4x100 relay record, that one went back to 83. Oakland held at 41.24, and that Central 4x100 relay team broke it. So we got dudes up there shining at state, but this one faster than we've ever seen, and that's worth talking about. You talk about superlatives.
That
literally
is incredible.
The fastest we've ever seen come out of the state.
All these guys are in the tens, and they're closing in on nines now at the high school level.
Yeah, 10.13 is crazy.
That's ridiculous. I just tweeted it from our account. That is wild, Jason.
Yeah. So, absolute stud. This one's headed to Mississippi State, like we thought, like
good,
we said.
Good and pick there.
Want to make sure we give Jordan Ware his props for what he did up at State yesterday.
When you were there, when you were doing this every year, was there a performance that sticks out from your time at prep?
Sharika Nelvis, who I believe went to Arkansas State, and then now is she's tried out for the Olympics. I think come up short previously, but she was out of Northside before old Northside went defunct, and she went up there and won everything. I missed Marquise Davis. He was 99. That was right before my time. I came in about 03, and of course everybody talked about him at the time. He's the state record holder, but Sharika was the most dominant boy or girl in terms of sprinter that I covered during my time.
Okay.
Yeah, folks around here that know the spring game remember that name well, Sharika. Elvis.
So there you go. Spring Fling is going on. We'll come back. Raheem Palmer is going to join us at 125. We'll talk NBA with him, game six, the rest of the playoffs, maybe a look at the potential finals matchups and how we could look at those, whoever comes out of the East, all that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, I turn to Fem.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, ma'am. The Live Love Memphis Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. It's nice to have somebody on your side, and that's where they come in. They can market your home. They can list your home and make it sound and look better than you could have even imagined. And in doing that, they can help you make top dollar for your home. That's the way the process works. You need a good team. Yeah, real estate's booming. Ain't much changed in Memphis, but you need a good team on your side, and that's where the Live Love Memphis group comes in. So if you want to join that team, reach out. SoToLiveLoveMemphis.com.
625-5200 is the number. 625-5200. Very important number. Could be a number that changed your life. Literally could be. Maybe you are having your doubts about whether or not you can even get your home on the market. Maybe you're in an apartment paying rent. You have your doubts about whether or not you can afford a mortgage. Call that same number. Can have both of those questions answered. 625-5200. Jennifer can show you the way if there is a way. She's the one that's going to help you find it. She's on a mission to improve this city of Memphis, not just have a great business. Of course, everybody wants to have a nice living, right? Have a good business. And Jennifer Carstensen certainly wants to do that, but she's on a mission. Like we said, something bigger than business. She wants to help you. James McKenzie, the most recent we've had, reach out to us and say thank you so much for sending me to Live Love. You could be next. 625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All righty. Well, it is a big weekend in Memphis. Unfortunately, and I hate that I won't be here to see because I would definitely like to have gone out there. But EYBL session, I don't know, was it four? Is it the fourth session?
Mm-hmm. Fourth and final.
Fourth and final session before Peach Jam.
Which is in July. You get a month off.
Right. Jason and I will be heading down to North Augusta for that one in July.
Man, those were fun times.
You don't act like you.
No, we got to save up for the Chicago trip in October, so we might have to skip old North Augusta and get the jalopy on the road.
Well, I remember Parrish used to, and we remember and love Parrish. He was no longer with us here, but when he was with us here still, he would go, like there was a studio set up there in North Augusta, and he would do his show from there. I remember because I was there. I'd watched him do it. So I think Brad may still have some contacts out there in North Augusta, man. We could do the show from there. So at least you did.
We
back
can bring
in the day.
Road equipment now. It's easier. I can just give you a comrex.
He didn't do it from the Riverview, did he? I think it's Riverview Athletic.
That was like their ESPN studio.
We had it at Beasley cool. Augusta. It was a radio studio there.
Oh,
one,
okay.
Interesting story. One time I had to do the radio show, which is many times. The Thunder knocked off the radio station while he was doing the show at that radio group.
Wow.
Like middle of, like right at the show. It was like 3:55. Storm hits Augusta. And they're like, he calls me. He's like, I got a problem here. They're off
Thunder.
The air. No, yeah, thunder and lightning. So they were out of power, so I had to do the whole radio show because it's 3:55.
Thunder, yeah. Feel the thunder, boom, boom, boom.
Thunder and lightning.
Now, we won't obviously be broadcasting this weekend, but if you are so inclined as a Memphian, you can go out to Liberty Park, and I think, let me pull up the ticket prices here, because I want to, my main goal on this show is to not give you guys wrong info. I want to give you guys correct information.
Thanks.
That's the least I can do, I feel. So, because the prices definitely differ.
I thought it was like $5 a day.
So it's $5 today.
It's unofficial today.
$15 tomorrow and Sunday to get in, and then it's $10 on Monday. Now, how does this compare to what you have to pay New Hope to get into CJ's games?
New Hope third grade games are free, John.
What games do you have to pay?
Grassroots level that you got to get in.
And what do you pay to get into those?
I don't know. Ask Ernie. Ask Ernie what he charges.
Oh, Ernie be busting heads.
Yeah, ask Ernie.
But that's Ernie, though. Ernie.
You should ask him. Because he can give you some insight on that. You have to charge the admission fee after you pay for your kid, you know, your kid's competition fee, whatever that group calls it.
This stuff is going to be Augusta level basketball, is what you're basically saying. It's that EYBL circuit. It's that top caliber Ernie and Herd.
Ernie.
No, just Herd.
No, Ernie, yes, this Ernie, is Ernie's, Ernie's
this is Herd's day. This is Herd's weekend. He is the host team for the whole thing.
I mean, yeah, more quasi host.
Yeah, you know, he's in the hospitality.
Sense, yeah. But like he said, he's busy. He's got work to do. He's trying to go at least 3-2 on this thing and lock down number one seed next July in the Peach Jam. They're sitting at 10-2 right now, tied for first in their pool. Top teams out of the pool advance the Peach Jam. They are in great position. The difference is, and Giannotto touched on this in a story he had about Herd today, it's not a team that's got Memphis born stars on it. Not this year. It's mostly out-of-town guys. You know, usually that, whether it was Team Penny or even Team Thad in the past, a lot of those have been Memphis-centric. This one does
right.
not. It's mostly national 2025-2024.
Now, here's my question, Jason. Obviously, we know Billy Richmond's going to be there.
New Jersey Scholars.
Curtis Givens?
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Givens will be there.
MoCan.
So there will be some local flavor there, even if they're not playing for Memphis teams. But my question is, what them concession prices looking like?
I don't know. I've never been. Brad's the only. Have you been in?
No.
Yeah, and Brad's the only one of us that's actually been in.
I think it's reasonable. They also have. They've had food trucks in the past outside as well. They've got, like, there's a drive up and a circle drive right by the parking lot between that and where the old Coliseum is.
Because I think that's where they might bust your ass.
Nah, I think they're fair. Those guys do a good job over
Ernie
there.
Ernie charges $10 for a hot dog, so that's how he gets over on y'all.
I think it's going to be a scene over there. I think Jason is absolutely right. Like, it's going to be, if you're looking for a fun time and good basketball, like I'm also in the same boat as you are. I'm going to St. Louis this weekend, but I'd love to see it. It's a terrific event. The venue alone is worth the price of admission.
I'll never forget when we bought candy from the great El Jefe, Ernie Kuiper.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if it was a bag of Skittles or a candy bar I was buying for my son.
Yeah,
Ernie said 50 cents.
Okay.
And we gave him a dollar, right? And Ernie gave us the change back instead of just giving it to us for free. You know what I'm saying? That man, Ernie Kuiper's about his money.
Well, I mean, these guys are for-profit.
And I'm messing around because he runs a fantastic program. Hoop City's a fantastic program. And frankly, I would be real honest with you, Hoop City's made Memphis better. It's made the whole scene better. And it's awesome that he and Herd can sort of work together as opposed to rivals.
Mm-hmm.
But Ernie charged us them couple of quarters.
He's a man of profit.
He's a man about his skrilla.
I know what.
If it's 50 cents.
I don't want to blow up Ernie's
spot. I'm going to get it.
But Ernie is a master, bro. He's got a system.
I thought Ernie might
work.
Throw me the candy bar or something. No.
Ernie be buying them hot dogs in bulk, bro.
That's what it is. So he got to make it back.
So this man is like a concessionaire where he's going to Costco,
bro,
and busting in some.
Ernie is a concessions man.
There you go.
You know, and I've told his.
I love him to death.
Because he'll hire like, you know, high school kids, right?
Good smart.
But I've told them they need to start going on strike.
No.
Yeah, they need to go on strike and demand higher wages from Ernie.
I bet he pays them very low wages.
I'm sure it's straight cash.
Now,
does he pay him $10 an hour? That's what teenagers make.
I don't know.
Pair of shoes, pair of fresh Nikes.
That's good too. The little incentive.
Ernie's smart.
That's the thing with Ernie, man. A lot of people don't, like. We're getting into the weeds.
Will Weedy.
You know, but people need to know what's going on.
I'm looking at the sauce.
You know, I mean, Ernie he's got an empire that he runs, and it's mostly
Ernie. By the way, is the manager of
Ernie Kuiper?
And he runs a Nike team.
I consider him a brother, basically.
You guys are close friends,
and he basically
does not run the Nike team.
No, he runs the Adidas.
Adidas team. I get all confused, y'all. I'm a listener.
Yeah, Nike, Adidas. I don't think there's an Under Armour anymore, is there?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
so he's the Adidas guy.
Out of P7, I think is the Under Armour team now. Maybe, yeah.
So Ernie's Adidas, okay.
Well, look, there's some money to be made in these camps, no matter who you are. I mean, like, especially, you know, if tomorrow, you know, 92.9 said you're done, I'd say, okay, I'm about to start a youth camp here. I'm gonna like put somebody's name on it. I'm gonna get with somebody, and I'm gonna bust y'all's ass $400 a pop, you know, and then count my money, start an LLC. Because I mean, parents need places for their kids to go, summer camps, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to one, right?
So you get Bain or something?
Yeah, I mean, I'd cut Bain in on it. I'd cut Mike in on it. Somebody.
Mm-hmm. Tony Allen used to do the pro camp. Jake went to Tony Allen's pro camp back in the day at Southwind.
Yeah.
Pro How much camp. Was that?
Mine was complimentary.
But it was a pay.
It was a pay camp. Deal. I think folks were paying $400 or $500 though to go to that Tony Allen pro camp.
Yeah, John did 2 days. What was it?
His was at Lausanne, and I think it was
his 2 day was two something, the same as Penny's 4 days at $295. John's was only like for 2 days.
Right.
Yeah, a couple hundred. Yeah.
For Penny, I think it's $295 for four, two something.
Mm-hmm. $295.
His first session sold out.
Yeah.
Penny's first session sold out.
No, they always sell out, dude. They're hot. Because you got the celebrities and you get swag. They do giveaways. You know, they're doing all that stuff.
But yeah, you get 100 kids. I don't know how many kids you get, but 100 kids.
No, what y'all have to take into account? This ain't just Team Thad and all that stuff and having a chance to go to the Peace Jam, maybe win it in July. This is really huge for the city of Memphis. This whole circuit.
Right.
You're going to have, you know, a couple dozen teams here in town from all over the country. And what's going to come with them? This is why the Kevin Canes and the J.J. Greers, this is why they love it. What comes with them are the parents, the grandparents, these kids, and everything else.
It's tourism.
It's tourism. You're filling hotel rooms this weekend, all weekend long. It's not just huge for Team Thad and the opportunity for Memphis getting it. It's like I said, it's big for the entire city. And if you can keep it and keep Nike here, it'd be a great thing that I'm sure they'd love to sign up for every year in terms of the city and Kevin Kane, those folks.
Yeah. No, I think that is absolutely fair.
This is big for Memphis, not just for one team or one organization.
And that's why you build something like this, you know?
Well, it just makes sense to have it here, too. Memphis, known as a basketball mecca, sort of a central location, too, in terms of ability to get to. And so hopefully it goes off beautifully.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.